Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God. I have been teaching on the subject assurance of salvation. But the question is, what happens when a person turns away from God, becomes very nonchalant about him? Does God still use him? Does God reject him? Does a person lose his salvation if you turn away from the God that bought you?
When I study the Word of God, the idea of losing your salvation is completely out of the question, because I'm faced with scriptures that teach me that God, who has begun a good work in you, will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. We find scripture after scripture that tell us that God will not forsake what he has started. He will not allow you to slip through the cracks. God loves you. He paid for your sin debt. And once you make a covenant with him, you are his for keeps. One good example we can for sure see is when God made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord told Abraham that his seed will endure forever. It's going to remain a nation throughout history. The Jew will not cease to exist. As individuals, yes, they have turned away from God, but as a nation, they have been kept by God. I know for a fact that regardless what happens, in the end, when Jesus comes back, the flag of Israel is going to fly over Jerusalem. That is a fact. And that is what's going to happen to them that make a personal covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be kept throughout eternity. We know for a fact that God, once he begins a good work in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That is found in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Study it yourself, and you can assure yourself that your God will never leave you nor forsake you. There is a question asked, though, by many people. How far away from God does one have to go before God will reject him? Today I will teach on a person in the Word of God who was very nonchalant about his God and the consequences of his decisions simply destroyed him. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you. I pray, Lord, that people will listen to this message and take warning. You will open our hearts to the seriousness of rejecting your laws and your precepts. Help us to understand, Lord, that you want us to walk in close fellowship with you so that you can bless us. I thank you, O God, for the word of God. I ask you to anoint this message and bless the listeners in Jesus' name. Amen. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, there is an interesting scripture that tells us, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." That is a very stern warning from the Word of God. If we reject his laws, if we don't walk in his precepts, then we shall be no priest to him, and he will forget our children. That is an interesting statement, because when we are no priest to God, that means we cannot minister to our own children. They will not respect us. They will not listen to us. This is why we have such a problem with the youth of today. The fathers and the mothers have forgotten how to be priests to their God. And then God steps back and allows the children to go astray. I want to bring your attention to a very interesting story found in Genesis chapter 19. It's the story of Lot. And anybody who has studied scripture will know that Lot was Abraham's nephew. He went with him when God called Abraham out of his homeland. But the time came when Lot grew very big. Like he had as many cattle and sheep as Abraham had while he was with Abraham, because God blessed him. He was following the precepts of God. And one day, because of problems, they decided, both Abraham and Lot, that they would split up. And Abraham gave Lot the first choice. And Lot made a terrible decision. He decided he was going to live in the city of Sodom. And that is where he took his children. That's where he took his servants. This is where he made his home, right in the middle of the biggest demonic cesspool that existed in the world at that time. But the Bible teaches us that commerce was flowing. I mean, they were making money. Lot got very rich by trading with those people and by interacting with them. But at the same time, something happened to his family. His family simply lost their respect for him. When the angels of the Lord came into Sodom and told Lot that Sodom and Gomorrah were going to be destroyed, it took a while for that message to sink in. And Lot brought those two angels to his house. We know what happened there. But when he went to speak to his sons-in-laws, because his daughters had married to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and when he went to warn them that God was going to destroy the city, here is what it tells us in Genesis chapter 19, verse 14. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-laws, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-laws. They had absolutely no respect for his warning. They couldn't care less. Lot had to hang his head and walk back to his house in sorrow, because he knew deep in his heart that his sons and daughters had lost their respect for him. They couldn't care less what he told them. Of course, the responsibility lay on his sons and daughters. If they would have sought the Lord, they could have escaped the wrath that was to come. But they didn't. So the responsibility, the last responsibility, still was their problem. But we can understand why his sons and daughters taught like they did towards their father. Because when you study Genesis chapter 19, verse 8, it tells us that the people of Sodom came and asked for the angels. They said to Lot, bring out those people to us so that we can rape them. And if you don't, we will burn your house down. And here is what Lot said. Behold, now I have two daughters, which have not known men. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do you to them as is good in your eyes. Only these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. Lot was more concerned about what the angels and the people of Sodom thought of him than he was about his daughters. He was willing to offer them up. I cannot understand that, but this is written here, and we have to take it as it is written. He simply had no self-respect. That's my conclusion. But here we come to the question. Did Lot fall from God's grace by these incredible acts of his. We know that the angels of the Lord took Lot and his wife and his two daughters out of the city. We know that Lot's wife turned back and was turned into a pillar of salt. But Lot and his two daughters were saved. They escaped to a little city that was not very far away. But what did God think of Lot? What does Scripture conclude about Lot's position as far as God was concerned? Yes, he was no priest to God. Yes, God did forget his children. We can very clearly see that. Even his two daughters that were saved with him brought disgrace on their own father in the end of the story. And when we read of what happened to Lot's descendants, his daughters' children, they were God haters. They turned away from the God that created them. All one has to do is study what happened to the Moabites and the Amorites, who were the descendants of Lot. But the question is, what did God do with Lot? What was his last conclusion of Lot? He turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, and making them an example unto these that after should live ungodly. But he delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling amongst them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Yes, Lot still respected his God. The word vexed mean that he was troubled in the way that they operated. But the decisions that he made became the consequences of what happened to his family. And his family was rejected by God. God forgot them. I will again read you the scripture found in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt not be a priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. This is an incredible warning to us, his children, who love our own children. If we do not follow the precepts of God, if we forsake the knowledge of God and forget on how to operate, if we don't take serious the warnings that God has given us and live a righteous, holy life before him, then we will cease to be God's ministers. The words that we will speak will have no meanings to those around us, because the Spirit of the living God will not be in them. Even our own children will see us as double agents, having one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. Thus they will turn away from the God that you have made a covenant with. So seek these scriptures out. Study them for yourself. If you have made a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, then live for him. Give your life and heart to him. Be not like Lot. Even though you yourself will be saved, how about the one that you love so much that are in your own family? You desperately want them to enter into the kingdom. When I dedicate children to the Lord in our church, I remind the parents of one important truth. I tell them the best way to dedicate your children to the Lord is to dedicate yourself to the Lord, and they will follow your example. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
We move along with time in our work and in our play. Just a fleeting moment, and it dawns another day. Days turn into seasons, summer heat and winter cold. But God keeps another time, so I am told. Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you tell the hour by the pointing of the hand? Night is fast approaching, there are shadows. The planting and the plow, but there's a greater harvest that's going on right now. Gathering wheat into the barn until the trumpet blows.
One studies how Abraham and Lot operated in their walk with God, you can see a big difference. The Bible never mentions that Lot had a relationship with God, but he had a good relationship with Abraham, his uncle, and thus he must have learned and started to love the Lord God. But when we study the two people, you can see the difference. Abraham had a relationship. Yes, he made many mistakes, but the Bible teaches us that he was God's friend. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 17, it tells us, the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I shall do?" So here we can clearly see that God was constantly communicating with Abraham. And when it came to the point of destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, the Lord brought it to Abraham's attention. Now, who should he have been communicating with concerning the city of Sodom and Gomorrah? It should have been Lot, who was living there, that should have been interceding for those two cities. But no, God turned to Abraham, and it was kind of out of Abraham's jurisdiction. And when it was revealed to Abraham what God was going to do, yes, Abraham tried, but he could not save those two cities, except for the fact that he was able to save his nephew Lot and some of his family. So here we can see an example. We need to have a relationship with God. We need to be in communication with him, especially as we see the day of our Lord Jesus Christ approaching. Are we talking to God? Are we spending time with him? Does he speak to us? Do we hear his voice? If anything goes wrong in our family, is God able to warn us, either in a dream or in some other way that he chooses to speak to his people? In many cases, I was able to intercede and change situations when it came to my loved ones, when God showed me what was happening to them. But there are times when things have to go according to how God prescribed them, and there is nothing we can do about it, just like with Sodom and Gomorrah. But the main thing is, are we in communication with God? Does God give us the understanding why he does things the way he does them? And even if we don't understand, are we blessed by the knowledge that God knows best? This is what a relationship does with God. You understand that God knows best, and we can accept with joy what he determines, even though sometimes it will hurt. So turn to the Lord God. I mean, have a relationship with him, because we are heading for some interesting times. And if you do not have a relationship with this God, there's going to come confusion to you and your family. So have a relationship with God. Follow his precepts so that you can be a priest to your God, and he will be able to use you in his ministry. And for those of you who have computers, you can listen to these messages when you click on reachingoutministries.com. You can either click on church and hear our church messages, or you can click on radio, where you can listen to the radio broadcasts. It is very easy for you to do if you know how to operate a computer. And I believe many, many people are turning to that incredible invention that God has given to us, to hear the Word of God and to minister the Word of God. So turn to the Lord. I mean, he is soon coming back for his bride. The Bible teaches us, those that look for his appearing, to them will he return the second time without sin unto salvation. The Lord will open your heart to these messages and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.